Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today, we're diving right back into The Artist's Way, week 7, recovering a sense of connection. And today, we're talking about risk. With the question, what would I do if I didn't have to do it perfectly? The answer is typically a great deal more than you currently are. Julia says, we've all heard that the unexamined life is not worth living. But consider too that the unlived life is not worth examining. The success of a creative recovery hinges on our ability to move out of the head and into action. This brings us squarely to risk. Most of us are practiced at talking ourselves out of risk. We're skilled speculators on the probable pain of self-exposure. If you've ever worried about looking like an idiot, you might conjure images of the first time you've tried something, comparing yourselves to the professionals. But it is ridiculous to measure your baby steps against a professional. But rarely do we compare our student film to George Lucas's student film. Instead, we compare it to Star Wars. We deny the fact that in order to do something well, we must first be willing to do it badly. Instead, we opt for setting our limits at the point where we feel confident and assured of success. Living within those bounds, we may feel stifled, smothered, despairing, bored. But yeah, we do feel safe. And safety is a very expensive illusion. In order to risk, we must jettison our accepted limits. We must break through, I can't because I'm too old or too broke or too shy or too proud or too self-defended. Because usually, when we say we can't do something, what we mean is that we won't do something unless we can guarantee perfection. Julia says, as blocked artists, we unrealistically expect and demand success from ourselves and recognition of that success from others. With that unspoken demand, a great many things will remain outside of our sphere of possibility. As actors, we tend to allow ourselves to be typecast rather than work to expand our range. In this way, artists who don't appear to be blocked on the outside may experience an internal blockage, unable to take risk of moving into new and more satisfying artistic territory. But once we are willing to accept that anything worth doing might be worth doing badly, our options widen. Think about all the things that you might do if you didn't have to do them perfectly. Would you try stand-up comedy or ballet or polo or wearing red lipstick or learn to ride a bike? But very often, a risk is worth taking simply for the sake of taking it. There is something enlivening about expanding our self-definition, and a risk does exactly that. Selecting a challenge and meeting it creates a sense of self-empowerment that becomes the ground for further successful challenges. Viewed this way, running a marathon increases your chances of writing a full-length play. Writing a full-length play gives you a leg up in the marathon run. The next section here is on jealousy. Jealousy, I've often heard, is a normal human emotion. But she reminds us that jealousy is a map, and each of our jealousy maps will be different. Each of us will probably be surprised by some of the things we discover on our own. So think about who you're the harshest critic of, and see if you can take action in the direction of what you're critiquing. Julia speaks about how she was the harshest critic to women playwrights until she wrote her first play, but she realized her jealousy had actually been a mask for her fear of doing something she wanted to do, but not being brave enough to take action towards. And I really do stand by that sentiment, that jealousy is a mask for fear, which means if we use it properly and assess it properly, it can become a compass used to guide ourselves towards things we dream of. Because in reality, jealousy is an emotion rooted in lack. It doesn't allow for abundance and multiplicity of the universe, of reality, because jealousy tells us there is only room for one poet, one painter, one person doing what you want to do, and typically there's already somebody doing it. But the truth is, revealed by action in the direction of our dreams, is that there is room for all of us. But jealousy produces a sense of tunnel vision. It narrows our ability to see things in perspective. It strips us of our ability to see other options. And the biggest lie that jealousy tells us is that we have no choice but to be jealous. Perversely, jealousy strips us of our will to act, when action is the key to our freedom. I'll share with you the jealousy map exercise that she offers, where you have three columns. In the first column, you're going to name anyone that you're jealous of. In the second column, you're going to write why. Be as specific and accurate as you possibly can. And in the third column, you're going to list one action that you can take to move towards creative risk and out of jealousy. Julia says, when jealousy bites, like a snake bite, it requires an immediate antidote. On paper, make your jealousy map. If you're jealous of your sister because she has a real art studio, maybe it's time to fix up a desk in your room. Because even the biggest changes begin with small ones. When you learn to harness its fierce energy on your own behalf, jealousy is part of the fuel towards a greener and more verdant future. The next exercise she offers is on archaeology. It's another complete the phrase exercise, ideally intended to uncover the parts of your buried self, things in your subconscious. So complete the phrase, as a kid, I missed the chance to. As a kid, I lacked. As a kid, I could have used. As a kid, I dreamed of being. As a kid, I wanted a. In my house, we never had enough. As a kid, I needed more. I am sorry that I will never again see. For years, I have missed and wondered about. I beat myself up about the loss of. And she reminds us that though it's important to recognize where your shortfalls or your past took you, it is also important to take a positive inventory. So let's finish these phrases. I have a loyal friend in. One thing I like about my town is. I think I have nice. Writing my morning pages has shown me I can. I am taking a greater interest in. I believe I'm getting better at. My artist has started to pay more attention to. My self-care is. I feel more. Possibly, my creativity is. She finishes off this week with more tasks. One suggestion is to make this phrase a mantra. Treating myself like a precious object will make me strong. The next task is to give yourself time out to listen to one side of an album, just for joy. She reminds us to learn how to take many artist dates, to break up stress and monotony, and allow insight in. The next task is to take yourself to a sacred place and simply savor the silence and healing solitude. If it's a church, a library, a grove of trees, anywhere you can experience a timeless wonder. The next task is to create a wonderful smell in your home. Soup, incense, fir branches, candles. The next is to wear your favorite item of clothing for no special occasion. The next is to buy yourself a good pair of socks, or at least something comforting and luxurious for you. The next is to collect a stack of magazines in which you can set a 20-minute timer to collage inspiration from, any words, phrases, or images. The next is to quickly list 5 favorite films. Are there any common denominators among them? The next task is to list your favorite topics to read about. And then, if you did make the collage, find a place you can store that collage where you can see it every day. Tomorrow, we'll jump into week 8. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Goodbye, beautiful.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.